everyone, it's AK. I haven't done an update in a few days or a couple weeks or something like that. I'm not really sure. So I thought I would do one. So this week was the Indiana primary. And I know that I've constantly been talking about how excited I was to be able to be a poll clerk for the first time ever. And I've literally been trying to do it for like, probably like 10 years or so. Okay, maybe not that long. Maybe like 4 or 6. Basically a long time. So what was different this year partially was the fact that I don't have a job. So I didn't have to try to work around, you know, my school schedule, take day off, do sub plans or anything like that. But also the fact that our election got pushed back a month because of the coronavirus outbreak. So I was able to do it finally. And it was so awesome. I can't like describe how much fun I had, how cool it was. It was just fantastic. My day was 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. That was a really long day, but it was just so fun. I just loved it so much. And I wore my American flag dress that has pockets. I got it from Amazon, so I was very festive. And I got a lot of compliments on my dress, which was awesome because I bought the dress to wear for a Memorial Day weekend celebration, but we didn't have those. So I was thinking, why not wear it for Election Day? So I wore that, got some good compliments. That was fun. I got to learn how to use the, they're called poll packs, like these little fancy machines that you scan people's driver's license with, and you use an iPad and the information comes up and all this kind of cool stuff. So I had so much fun. I was just smiling like the entire time. Now, because of coronavirus, our location only had about, I think we got just under 800 people. I'm not sure how many it would have been on like a regular election day. I'm not really sure, but the location where I was, it was not busy at all. I think we only had one or two times where there was an actual line, and part of that was because of social distancing. So we tried to have the people, you know, 6 feet apart or whatever, and I didn't even think about social distancing because we hadn't had that issue until towards the end of the day. I'm like, oh yeah, social distancing, yeah, you know, we didn't have to worry about that because it was mostly, you know, just in and out, 5 minute type of thing. So it was really great. And I have people come in from the county where Indianapolis is. It's Marion County. And I had quite a few people come in and they said, well, the people in Marion County were telling us we could come out to Hendricks County and vote. And in my head, I'm thinking, okay, first of all, that doesn't make sense. I don't know why these people would fall for it. It doesn't make sense. You can't vote in another county because, first of all, you're not a resident there, you don't live there, but also we have different people on our ballot. So we don't have the same people running for the same seats, the same offices that are in Marion County. Like for instance, Hendricks County, our state Senate seat is District 24. I don't know what Marion County's is. So it's kind of like, that didn't really make sense to me, first of all. And so I was telling people, I had the Indiana voters website pulled up so I can put in people's information, tell them where they were registered to vote, give them locations, or if they're registered to vote at all. So I was doing that, and I found out from people that were there that told me that a lot of the locations in Marion County had been closed. Like one of the main locations is one of the largest high schools in the state, and it was closed. It wasn't open. And I'm like, how are you gonna close down locations? And people were saying they had to wait in line for hours. It seems like people didn't want them to vote. Even people in my county and Hendricks County, they were saying how they never got their absentee ballot, so they had to come in to vote. And I had probably like 4 or 5 people at least tell me that. And I'm just like, that doesn't make any sense. Now, I understand with Hendricks County, and probably the whole state of Indiana was being overwhelmed with the whole absentee ballot thing because of coronavirus. But I just felt like I told them, I said, you know, this is kind of shady. You're not getting your absentee ballots. You know, you have counties closing polling locations. This doesn't make any sense. So I was really confused about that. So I'm really hoping that November is better, you know, whether they have more locations open for the largest county in the state. And if they have the absentee ballot thing down, I voted absentee this time around, which even if I hadn't, I mean, the location I was at, I could have just voted, you know, when I got there, when the polls opened at 6, I could have just voted then. But so I didn't have to go through those issues that other people had, but I was really frustrated with that because I'm like, how can you exercise your civic duty, your right as an American to vote, when they're not allowing you? They're putting barriers. Like, I really could not believe locations were closed. Again, Marion County is the largest county in the state of Indiana. There's probably, I'm trying to think, maybe close to 900,000 or so people in that county alone, give or take. I don't want to, you know, I think it's around 900,000. So that's a lot of people. It's the largest county in the entire state of Indiana. Why in the world would you close down locations? I don't understand that. First of all, if anything, you should have had more locations open because of social distancing. Not only that, but school is out. Schools have been closed physically since March 13th. That was the day the governor ordered schools closed. They were supposed to reopen, but he ordered that they stay closed. So for months, schools have been physically closed. So it's not like, oh, well, kids were in school, we couldn't use schools. Well, yeah, you could. You could have opened up way more locations than usual because there was no school in session. So I'm just, my mind's kind of blown. Like, why were they closing locations in the first place? So, I mean, and there was one woman, she told me that she was actually in line for a couple of hours, and then she left because someone told her she could come vote in Hendricks County. Again, didn't make sense, but you know, she came at her, we told her no, you can't. And she was really frustrated because it was like 4 something, and she's like, well, if I go back and I'm going to wait in line again, it's going to be after 6 o'clock. And the person that was in charge of my group was saying, you know, if you're in line before 6 o'clock, they're required by law to allow you to vote. So I'm not really sure what happened with that, you know, if that actually happened or whatever. I mean, I just feel like this was really shady. And Indiana probably wasn't the only state that experienced these issues. You know, probably a lot of other states did. But I just feel like there's just something going on. I don't like it at all. It just really, really bothered me. So I'm really hoping that the people out there that wanted to vote, regardless if you're in Indiana or not, you got to vote. You know, I really hope you did. And I got a lot of people that thanked me for my service. And I was like, you're welcome. And they're like, you're so excited about this. I was like, yeah, I am. I'm really excited about it. So it was a really fun time. Now, I won't be able to do it in November because I'm actually going to be in the ballot. So, well, the town that I live in, I wouldn't be able to do it in the town I live in because I'm going to be on that ballot for school board. So I could go somewhere else in Hendricks County and do it, but the location that I was at was like literally 2 minutes from my house. So I wouldn't want to go to another part of the county. Like, that's really just doing too much. I mean, maybe depending on how excited I am about it, I might do it, but I'm thinking like anywhere else in the county, it could be like, I mean, I guess it'd only be like, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 minutes tops. But I don't know. I don't like the idea of being in a different town. You know, I don't know people, you know, but I guess I didn't really know the people at the location I was at. I didn't really know anybody, but I just feel like I felt more comfortable being in my own town. So I can do it. I just have to be in a different town because my name will be on the ballot. And that's obviously a conflict of interest. So, for me to register to run for school board, get my name on the ballot, it is July 22nd, and I have to have 10 signatures. So anybody in Hendricks County, contact me. I'll let you know what town I live in. And, you know, maybe we can meet and you can give me a signature, or you could just meet me or just talk to me, vote for me. So that's what happened on Tuesday. It was really, really fun time. Apparently Indianapolis for the past week or so, like a lot of cities and countries across the world have been having the protests over, police brutality and George Floyd's death. From what I've seen and read and heard and all that kind of stuff, it's very interesting that not only just Antifa, but like I was reading about white supremacist groups and other groups that are doing the rioting and looting. Even police are, you know, getting this stuff started as well. And I was watching videos and stuff, and I'm like, so the people that are doing the rioting and looting are not the people who are a part of Black Lives Matter or who are actually out there protesting. I feel like what's happening is the other groups are doing this to give the narrative that they want to give. So because the Black Lives Matter people aren't doing what they are supposed to be, quote unquote, doing by tearing stuff up, we're going to do this, get this started. They finish the rest, film it, put on the news and say, see here, look, look, this is what happens when Black people get together to protest. It ends up violent. See, we told you, we told you. And I think I read somewhere there's actually people that were arrested, like white supremacists that were actually arrested for this, for doing this. So my thing is like, you know, it's bad enough that these people are being killed and now they can't even protest without somebody trying to turn it into something that it's not. You know, and it's just like, I don't know, it's the whole situation is just really frustrating. And, you know, it's like, I don't know what to do to make it better. I mean, I'm only one person, but I really feel like I said on my last podcast, that this isn't, it's never going to go away. It's never going to go away. It's just a matter of calming it down. I'm not really sure how to even say that, because the racial tensions, the racial issues, I'm not an idiot. I'm not, you know, utopian head in the clouds kind of person. I know that stuff's never going to go away. There's always going to be racism. There's always going to be something in this country, because the foundations, that's the foundation of the country. It's like, whether or not it's something someone does intentionally, it's there. It's already there and it's never going away. I mean, the only way you could get rid of it would be like to kill everybody off of the North American continent and start over by not, you know, using systems and forms of oppression, I guess, to populate the continent. I don't know. I mean, I'm wishful thinking, I guess, right? So I feel like we have to try to work together to figure this out. By doing what? I don't know. I don't know. And I don't think other people know either, which is why there's this big issue. What can we do? And, you know, with this technology that we have, some people are saying, you know, oh, things are getting worse. And others are saying, no, it's just being filmed. You can just see it now. It's just being reported. It's on the news. It's on social media. It's on your cell phone. It's just in your face now. This is nothing new. So, I mean, I don't know what to do about the whole situation. If you guys have any ideas of what I could do, you know, especially if I do get elected to the school board, I mean, granted, the school board is not supposed to be a political position, but I will have, you know, some type of authority within the school board to be able to present ideas and, you know, the racial injustices that go on in schools and stuff like that. So I'll be able to have kind of a platform to be able to, you know, make some change or at least say something to where, you know, my opinion, my voice is being heard and taken seriously. So, I mean, if you guys have anything that, you know, would be something, you know, you think would be useful, you know, hey, AK, when you get elected to school board, say this, use that. Yeah, that'd be great. Twitter, AK17033. What else was I going to talk about? I haven't really been doing too much lately. It was exhausting. Tuesday, though, I spent the entire day Wednesday just sleep, the entire day off and on. I was just so freaking exhausted. It was ridiculous. So, let's see, I got my work done for my class. Haven't really been doing too much. I mean, family's okay, that type of thing. But yeah, I did just want to do a quick update and talk about how much fun I had on Election Day. That was just an awesome experience, and I would love to do it again. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and I will talk to you guys later.